This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam, rasulullah, salamu alaykum, wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Al-Razazi. We're coming to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2018, day 26, which is the eve of the 27th, which definitely could be Laylatul Qadr. You know, there's so many, in fact, strong opinions that Laylatul Qadr could be definitely on the night of the 27th, although the Prophet said to seek it within the odd, the final odd days, the final 10 odd days of Ramadan. But today could definitely be the day. And I just want to pause here quickly to talk about, you know, this beautiful, beautiful night whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Jibreel. You see, as we were talking about Badr, and Badr happened in Ramadan, and the angels came down in Ramadan. The angels came down in the battle of Badr. إِذْ يُحْيِ رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, you know, about to send these angels that came down. Angels in Ramadan, especially in the night of the power, they come down. It was reported in the hadith that the number of angels that come down in this day, the day of Qadr, in fact surpasses the number than the pebbles in the whole globe, in the whole earth, in the whole world. Imagine, can you count how many stones and pebbles you have, you know, in just in your backyard? Nobody can. How about in the whole world? The number of angels that descend on this day is more than the number of stones and pebbles, you know, in the world, subhanAllah. And they are led by Jibreel himself. And why Jibreel come down? Jabir radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet Muhammad sallam, says, Ya Rasulullah, why, you know, Jibreel, you know, what they're looking for? He says, Jibreel, yatahar al-Qur'an, ahlul Qur'an. He's looking for those who are living with the Qur'an, praying, reciting the Qur'an, making dua. That's what Jibreel is looking for in this day. So don't miss out this opportunity. Before the battle started, an arrow came from somewhere, before even the battle started, and hit and killed a man by the name of Haritha. His mother came to the Prophet Muhammad. This is even before the battle started. So she didn't know that, okay, how is he a martyr? Because the battle hasn't started yet. So Ya Rasulullah, tell me what happened to my son. Where is he? Is he in Jannah? Is he in hell? Where is my son? The Prophet Muhammad told her, Ya Umma Haritha, it is not one Jannah. It's Jinan. Not one. It's many Jinan. And your son has reached Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Your son has reached the highest level of Jannah. You know, at the time before the war used to start, they used to have something called like a duel. And also they would call for a duel to face each other. You know, so you had Hamza, who is in fact the, you know, leading the battle, you know, and making, and sort of he is the one with Ali and Zubair sort of managing the battle, and then the Prophet Muhammad, he's the one orchestrating the whole thing, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sitting in his tent, raising his hand to the sky and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and protect the Muslims. So you have Ali, and then Hamza, and al-Walid, and then Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Harith, who's the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. They came out, and then from the other camp, you know, Utbah ibn Rabi'ah, Shayba ibn Utbah. So all the elite of Mecca, and then this is the first duel that happened, subhanAllah, in Islam, and the Muslims managed to kill those non-believers. The battle started, and subhanAllah, it did not take long, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down those angels to support the Muslims in that battle. They were only 313 or 14. They were outnumbered by Quraysh, or about 1,000 or so. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Muslims that day. Abu Jahl got killed. The elite, Umayyah, he also got killed. You know, these are the elite of Quraysh. And the Prophet Muhammad was walking by their graves, you know, their bodies, their corpse, the end of the battle, and he was saying, has Allah gave you what he promised you? Allah has given me what he has promised me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Islam, it is not a matter of quantity. As you can see, the Muslims were outnumbered, but it's about the quality. Those people were ready. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, he made them, you know, be steadfast. Like, you know, remember they said that they were not ready for war. I mean, they were not ready, they were not prepared for it. But within them, you know, from that iman, inside, they were ready. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has uplifted them and made them steadfast. But this would lead to another major battle in Islam, the Battle of Uhud. What happened? We'll talk about it, inshallah ta'ala, in the next episode, Riyad al-Razazi. Do share these khair with others, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.